Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
No, ooh, he wanted to close, you know, in Rafa's way, but the forehand goes wide.
Yeah, well, Nakashima's when maybe that bottom section's looking a little open now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, here we go. Anyway, match point.
Yeah, it's looking open. Yeah, that's for sure.
Because in the past, you say maybe Norrie would be doing good, but he's not been playing well recently.
And that's it.
That's it.
Nadal wins. It's his win number 1,071 on the main tour. 6-2, 6-3 against Cobolli. So, a win after
for a first time. 6-2, 6-3. He would have taken that before the match, for sure.
So what are your feelings right now?
My feelings?
Yeah, both. Yeah. Since we both.
I mean, I think it was positive for him. Obviously Cobolli wasn't at the level that you maybe want him to be at, but at the end of the day, it's the first match back. I think that he showed some touches of class here and there, Nadal, and I think, yeah, for his own mindset as well, like, he's got to be feeling good about that, but big test is, yeah, obviously going to come in the next match, but he's still there. I mean, he still managed to win a match against top 100, top 60 player, what is his ranking? So,
I guess for sure, tomorrow will be, very, very tough. I mean, especially the way Deminor is playing this year, and as I said earlier, he's kind of that player. I feel it's one of the most uncomfortable one to face if you are in that, rusty situation. He can move the ball so well, good level on return, especially also with the way Nadal is serving, will be very, very difficult, but for sure, very interesting, because it will be a very, very important test. Let's see what can happen today. For sure, today, let's say that it was a decent level, for sure, Cobolli helped a lot, but I mean, very good to see Nadal back winning a match after, you know, 5 months. 4 months, actually.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Very well. I probably agree with everything you've said. Caboli, I think, got a little bit better in the second set. The unforced errors went down a little bit. I think it was 27 in the first, yeah, and something like 14 in the second. So they were halved at least. I have a question for you, Mario. What are we, in terms of Caboli, actually just quickly, and I will elaborate on the double, but regarding Caboli and Clay, I saw him at the Next Gen Finals, of course, I think it was last year, on indoor hard. Where are we at with Caboli on the clay?
I mean, Caboli is, you know, for sure very used to the surface, actually, because, you know, he's here that he got a lot of his experience, for sure. I think that actually maybe, you know, a bit faster conditions can help him a little bit with his ground strokes. Maybe on clay, you know, he lacks a little bit of the, you know, of that firepower. You know, today also went a little bit, you know, was rushing a lot with his shots, wasn't easy at all, wanted to move rough and made a lot of mistakes trying to do that. I feel that, of course, at the beginning, because he got a lot of this experience also in the challengers on clay, I am like, you know, he will be, maybe, you know, clay will be his best surface, but actually I feel like, you know, a faster court can help him, you know, maximize, you know, also his, you know, he's a quick player, can, you know, can play also quick rallies, and I feel like it's getting more comfortable for him than here on the clay, especially against someone like Rafa, who you know, a lot of these shots with a lot of rotation, taking the ball very, very high, it's not easy at all for him. So I guess, you know, a lot of these things also happen today. I don't know what to expect. Will be for sure the first time for him in, you know, on the ATP tour, on this European clay season. So yeah, I would fly down. Maybe Madrid can be a good one for him. You know, last year in Rome it was a good experience for him because he's also one of these players that, you know, the crowd can help him a lot. So, you know. But generally, I'm starting for him to be more, you know, optimistic about what he can be, maybe on the hard against some kind of players. I've seen him, for example, earlier in the past months, he got some solid results. You know, also difficult after this match, for sure. For sure, he can do better than this, you know, 100%. But, yeah. I don't feel like, you know, I'm expecting, for example, a second week of the French Open. I'm not expecting that, honestly.
Yeah, particularly on that display. But I think maybe there was an element of maybe being overawed. I think one or two of you guys in commentary might have been saying that. Regarding Rafa, I think the ground strokes were pretty good. The movement on one or two points, as you highlighted, Mario, could have been better. But as you would expect for a guy, I think he's just going to turn 38 during the Madrid tournament. Is it during Madrid or is it during
the French Open?
I think it's during the French Open, yeah. Because actually, there's going to be a year, maybe next year, when Rafa can enjoy a drink during the French Open to celebrate his birthday. So that's something to look forward to if you are Rafa. So his 475th win. I think you said, how many was it overall you mentioned, Mario? You mentioned a stat with overall wins in his career?
1,071.
1,071. Yeah, I vaguely remember him getting his 1,000th in Paris-Bercy, but that felt like 3 years ago, maybe three and a half. So
yeah, in 2020. Shows you
how little tennis he's played in the last sort of 3.5 years. I guess the big question mark, I would love to know some service speeds today, because as Damien highlighted, and I think the serve did get a little bit better.
I think I can have it.
Yeah, if you can have a look for me, Mario.
I think in the first three or four service games, it looked like Rafa aged 18, actually, where he used to just throw the ball in and say, let's get the point started on clay. And he still managed to win a couple of French Opens during that period. But I don't know what you think about Eddie and the serving today.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't look good, especially like first service, like, I don't know, like, but, and that's, but it's like, Kibole just, he couldn't capitalize on that, despite that he was standing quite far back. But, like, as Mario said, I suppose with Rafa, he's still going to put a lot of spin on it and it's going to bounce up, but what was his serve percentage? I don't even remember.
What?
I can tell you that he got zero aces and three double faults. At least I saw that on the Bear stats. There was one other thing I wanted to say. Yeah, I think the serve down the tee particularly got a bit better in the second set, particularly in terms of precision. I wonder if there is a particular serve that is more awkward for him or has been, you know, when he's been basically just before Mario, you come and address some of the questions I've asked. The whole thing for basically 15, 16 months, I say the whole thing, it's not true, but one of the biggest things has been the serve. We kept seeing a year ago all these practice videos and people were getting excited and when's he going to come back? And we know that Monte Carlo, he booked practice courts. This is just over a year ago, not this Monte Carlo. So he was kind of thinking about trying Monte Carlo a year ago. Pulled out. We saw him pulling out all our videos. But it was the serve that he just wasn't practicing. And then again this year, I know we all know about the hip. Of course, the hip isn't, it is related to the back and everything else. And it was the back that he cited, and he didn't do any practice sets apart from the exhibition against Alcaraz. Go on, Mario.
No, actually, since the website has changed, I still haven't understood how to check the speed serve. Yeah, it's, you know, because there was a you know, it was better the version we had till last year.
Yes, so yes.
This one, it's...
Yeah.
Is it John? Yeah, John. I think yes. It's not my...
Oh, yeah, yeah, John's gone. Yes, yeah, sorry. Just... Okay.
Yeah, okay. So a win is a win. And for sure, I mean, it's super important for him to be back on the court. That's for sure. Yeah, about the speed overall, even without the clear stat, I don't think I've seen something more than 181 or 182.
An interview with Rafa here.
Yeah. Ah, hearing.
Oh, yeah, I can see him, but I can't hear his words. But he's giving an on-court interview now.
Yeah, I will be, of course, interested to listen and to read what he's going to say on the press conference.
Yeah, that's normally the more interesting. Unless it's Jim Courier with Daniel Medvedev, normally you get better comments afterwards. But we'll hear what he's got to say later on, and maybe he'll elaborate on some of the questions.
The stats we have on the screen, it's one of the craziest.
Yeah, 45 losses. I mean, he did 83 unbeaten. Was it 83? I've got that number in my
81,
head.
81, I think.
81, but thank you, yeah.
It's not that big of a difference.
All right, guys, a big thanks for today. And, we've got Nadal to play again. Did you say you think he's playing tomorrow, or was it 30?
I think tomorrow. I mean,
he should play for sure tomorrow because, you know, it is 48 players draw.
Oh, yeah, right. They're playing an extra round compared to Stuttgart, right?
Yeah, it's like, it's like Washington.
Yeah.
48,
yeah. Eddie, I know it's...
Ryan too, and
I know it's very late for you, Eddie, and Mario's had a long afternoon as well, I think, in two different languages, and neither of them were his own language either. So that's cool. All right, well, speak to you both very soon.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, as always.
Thanks. See you later.
Thanks, guys.
If you enjoyed this video, make sure you hit that like button. Don't forget to subscribe and click that notification bell so you don't miss out on all things tennis.
Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.